Blog Talk Radio.
If you really want more, scream it out loud. If you don't know. Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming for more and more. Cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. I know you've been patiently waiting. I know you need me. I can feel it. I'm a beast. I'm an animal. I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher. I'm the closer, winner. That's when I'm
of Hazel Runs Our Mouth. We are now on week two of protests and uproar after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The up-to-date news as of today is that the main cop who kneeled on the neck of George Floyd has had his charges raised from being murder in the third degree to murder in the second degree, which is outstanding. The other three officers have also been arrested and charged as well. I'm going to actually get their crime because it's something to do with, it's still to do with murder. It's like assisting or something like that. So let me just actually get the actual charges that they were charged with. Let me see. The charge against Derek Chauvin has been elevated to second degree murder. The three other officers now face counts of aiding and abetting a murder, which basically means that they did not do anything to stop the process of George Floyd's murder and stood by and let it happen. two officers who were kneeling on him as well will probably also be have their charges higher up. The police officer was standing by and arrested him for videoing. He was, you know, his job is to actually stop those things from happening. So that is actually outstanding, outstanding news, you know, for the day, because there were so many people unsure as to where it was going to go with this, why it was taking so long. New footage actually had come out between when we were on the air last time to tonight that actually showed him being arrested from outside the store where he was claimed to have passed off a fake $20 bill that turns out not to have been fake. It showed him peacefully getting arrested. They tried getting him in the car, and they were, there's on tape of them beating him as they were getting him in the car, because you showed me that one. Then they show him being taken out of the car and thrown on the floor, and that's when he was kneeled on and held in position until he died. A lot of places are actually coming out in absolute uproar in regards to all these events that have been going on. Ben and Jerry's came out with a statement that was just phenomenal. I read it to the guys already, and it was really basically slamming racism dating back to when the first slaves landed in the U.S., saying that we don't know the names of everybody who has been killed unjustly. Damn truth right there. That we know the names of them from a certain point onwards. There are so many victims of hatred and racism. It is just absolutely ridiculous. I mentioned actually to AJ's cousin today that she put up a post that I commented on that I have lost about 10 friends on Facebook since this began because I'm speaking out against what happened. And I'm not putting up an all lives matter because I know my life matters to the police department, because when they look at me, they see a white woman. It's only when I start talking, the accent comes into it, and I'm an immigrant. So I know that my place in society is under what is considered white privilege. But when we say Black Lives Matter, it's because we want the black community to be extended the same privilege as those of us who are white have. You know, my husband and my best friend shouldn't have this to fear going outside and farting in the wrong direction and offending some Karen or Kevin, and they call the police on a black guy. And the next thing I know, we're getting the message that, you know, something's happened. That's not how it works. You know, when we get pulled over, it could be, should be because we've acted like an ass in our car. We got a taillight out in the car. Those things I have no issue with. I didn't really have an issue when we got pulled over in the truck because that exhaust was loud. What I have an issue is with the events that happened after we were pulled over. And, you know, a lot of things like that. You know, you getting arrested that one night when you were leaving work and you told them who you were and they're like, we don't believe you. I mean, that shit there is the wrong shit, basically. And, you know, the fact is then when me and your mom were trying to find out where the hell you were because you were so late, we got told, oh, there's nobody by that name as being apprehended. Nobody's been taken into custody. We were lied to. The same happened when you were taken into custody the one time where we had to come down and meet you downtown at the courthouse. When you were arrested then, when we were trying to find out where you were transported to, we were lied to then and said that you had never been arrested. And it took so much to find you. And I think a lot of people are coming out and saying that's what the whole issue is as well, is that families are being lied to about where their family members are solely based on skin color. You know, it's those types of issues that are going on. And they've been doing it for a very long time, sadly. It's very sad that that's, you know. No. No. And, I mean, I will say this. You know, people are going on about all cops are bad. I know that not all cops are bad. I know there are some good ones out there. But the good ones out there have got to start speaking up. You know, you can't say, oh, well, there's some good cops, but those cops aren't saying shit.
Right.
You know, if you are a good cop seeing bad shit go down, fucking say something.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? And my whole point is that, yeah, we live in a pretty bad neighborhood. Not going to lie about that. And some of the shit that we've seen go down, you know, has been crazy. It really has. But you don't wish bad on a lot of people. Let's be honest. There's some people who we know who are dealing drugs outside. Not we know personally, that we see. So we know what they're doing. But they're stuck in a society that won't hire them because they're a black man. And a lot of companies have already said that they don't hire people if their names sound too ethnic. You know, you shouldn't have, if you want to take from your culture, from your heritage, a name that means something to you, you should be able to do that and not have fear that your child in 10, 20 years' time is not going to be able to buy, get a job because, oh, we can't find that name too ethnic.
Right.
You know?
Which they shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do that. But sadly, that's the way it is. A lot of people are now telling everybody, including white people, when you fill out an application where it says, what race are you? Tick other.
Yep.
Or prefer not to answer. And I, to a certain degree, I agree.
Because you put other, they won't know it until
you show up for an interview.
Okay. Which is kind of sad that they have to do it like that, but
it really is.
But especially here, it's just like.
But it was like a couple of weeks ago, I was out waiting for somebody who was bringing a wedding gown to me. And there was some very nice gentlemen who were from, I can't remember what church it was. Wasn't even a church. They were from the local mosque. They were Muslims. Remember the ones who were handing around the forms that said, clean up your block?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was outside, and they were very polite. They said, hi, ma'am, how are you? And I said, oh, I'm fine, thank you. And they handed me the paper, and they went, we're not trying to scare you. And I went, I'm not scared. They're like, oh, well, I'm sorry, but we're used to people being scared when they see us, especially white people. And I looked at him like, why? And he went, well, your accent just told me why you're not scared. And I had a lovely conversation with them. Absolutely nice conversation. They've offered if I need help getting masks out to people, they will come back and, you know, help with all of that. And, you know, that to me is how it should be. It's not a case of not seeing color because that's not how it is. But it's seeing past the color and saying, you know, you're a human being.
Yeah.
I'm married to an insanely yummy black man. You are my chocolate muffin. I was told I was racist from that one time, you remember? That chick at Maggie's house, that Heather. Not Heather, Jennifer, who came up from Chicago, who said that I was racist for calling you chocolate muffin and him caramel pie. And she said, what if I called you white trout? I said, go for it. I said, but if he had a problem with me calling him my chocolate muffin, he would say it.
Yeah.
Do not all of my friends call you chocolate muffin? Maggie does. She always asks me, how's your chocolate muffin? And I said, well, he's doing good. And she said, and what's Mike's nickname? I said, well, something to do with caramel. She said, oh, he's an ice cream topping. I said, there you go. And we laughed because she then says, she said, so basically what you're doing is, she said, you're crumbling up a chocolate muffin, pouring caramel on the top. And she said, and you know what you are? And I'm like, what? She went, well, you're hazelnuts, so you're on top of all of it. I'm like, yeah. You know, but, I mean, it's not like I'm, like, saying to you, then we'd have an issue. Because that is actually where I had, and he doesn't remember this. Him and his ex were over here one day with their son. And Ashley said something to him and called him the N-word. And my mouth dropped and I'm like, why the hell did you just say that? And she's like, I'm allowed to. I've got a black kid. And I went, no, you don't. I said, you have a biracial child who doesn't look black.
Right.
And he kind of blew it off, like, well, she is allowed to because I am black and my kid is. And it's like, I said, well, by those rules then, I said, I should be allowed to say it because Matthew is more black than you and your son combined. And to me, as a white person, if you say that, please just let someone hit you because you deserve it. Now, if you have accidents saying it like I did with those couple of times when I've been singing along with songs, that then is acceptable because if it's a slip, do you know what I mean? Because you know I really, when those songs with lyrics like that come on, I'll be singing along, and you know it. Cause, and then have I not been so deeply upset and ashamed when I have said it? The only other times I've said those words was when I was explaining to Rob what they meant. When remember that time when he came to us? And it upset you because he asked you what does it mean. And you, I remember you shouting at him for saying it. And I was like, no, no, we've got to explain it to him. He's asking you a question. We've got to explain it to him. And I should point out, Robert is my son from a previous relationship. So he is very white. He's English white. But he wanted to know from his stepdad, I should point out, AJ is a black man, again. And I think that was the right way for him to actually come and do it instead of going out in the street calling somebody and getting his ass beat to a pulp. He came to the people who we are the ones who should explain to our kids what it means. And I think part of you shouting at him was the shock that he came out and said it. But we were always open with him and said that he could come to us, you know, and say these things. And I think that's the other part of what's missing is the education of what things mean. You know what I'm saying? We need to educate people. And it's not my job to educate the black community. I'm not black. I have never been black. I never will be black. But if somebody asks you, a white person asks you to explain the difference, but they ask you nicely, not insultingly, if they come with genuine concerns, because there are so many people who don't know. I've had a few of my friends from back home ask me, what's the difference between the two words? And that's when a couple of times I've asked you guys, explain to me again, you know. And but we seriously need, you know, to work out how people can be more educated about this. And that, and this is the other thing. People seem to think that this problem has just sparked up again. It hasn't. It's always been there. We just got video cameras handy now. Everyone who's got a phone pretty much has a video camera.
Right.
So it's just more documented now. So my iPad has just decided to close itself down a little bit. Let me go back to here. Go back to here. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song. Then when we come back, I'm going to give the floor over to AJ so we can actually have a talk about what's going on from his point of view, because it has affected him a lot more, I think, than he realizes. And as his wife, I'm sitting back here and I'm, you know, seeing how he's reacting and how it's, you know, hurting him. And part of that is because I think it's brought back memories of when Dontre Hamilton was shot and killed. He was an unarmed black man who was suffering with mental illness. He was off his meds and cop disobeyed what he was told. And, you know, that's the sad part. But we're going to play a song and then we'll be back and AJ will take the floor, so to speak. I thought we were great.
sucks, I feel.
Broke back then, but a nigga rich now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bounce. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
And we are back. I don't know why I say we're instead of we. And we're back. But anyways, I don't know if y'all listened to my episode on Monday that I was talking a little bit about what was going on as well. Like half that and half wrestling and things like that. I thought I'd be okay from all this, and like I was upset, but I wasn't like too upset. But yesterday, I just got like too upset, especially yesterday. But at least like right now, you got like some more peaceful protesters and like not that many like riots going on, and as what Hazel had mentioned earlier about all four of them finally got charged. Besides, they was for them going after that one, I really don't get it. They should have just went after all of them in the first place, and I think half of that probably wouldn't erupt these like. Probably wouldn't have made the riots worse, in my opinion. I think they would have been, you know, probably would have protested or whatnot. But just the way they didn't, you know, handle it right, like, just go after the one guy, not like the rest of them. And I guess, like, what happened with me yesterday is, like, I was off my medication. I didn't take it. I keep forgetting. I do forget or not. But when I got back from somewhere, I guess I was just thinking a lot. Just like crazy thoughts and things like that. So I was like, let me just get these thoughts out of my mind. Well, I go drive to somewhere to eat, so I was just driving around just trying to clear my head. Hopefully I won't like do anything stupid, but
you know what I mean.
Are you married?
Yeah, but I guess like I was trying to look for places to eat and just looking around, period. Well, it was kind of a good thing and a bad thing that I did that. Like I said, I needed to clear my head, and I kind of needed to test the car if there's limits anyway, so.
That is true. Did it pass?
Yeah, it passed. So, good about that. But, it's just some of the things that, you know, has been done is just, like, hard to put into words sometimes, too. Because, like I said, all this has been going on, like, for like a while now. But I think it just made worse. I think when Obama was president, because they was after him, talking about his race and color and like, was he from here and blah 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 blah.
I think for me, part of the good thing in regards to Obama being in office and now these riots and stuff happening is people are really showing their true self.
Exactly.
And for me, that's a good thing. Now there's no distinction between, oh, they, you know, the people who say, well, I've got black skin. Whoopee-doo, you can still be a racist motherfucker.
Right, exactly.
And that's the whole problem is right there, is that you've got people who are racist who claim to have black friends, and it's like, well, why are you friends with that person? Well, they're a good guy, they work hard, we're into the same thing, but he's black.
Right.
That don't matter. So why does it matter with the billion other black people out there? You know what I mean?
Right, because people should know, like, not all black people is the same, and they should think the same thing with, like with white people. Like, not all white people are the same, or not all Mexicans are the same, and
right.
Not all Asians are the same, and whatever the case may be. We all human beings.
Yeah. And this is what Martin Luther King said, going back to somebody actually posted this. He says, we need leaders not in love with money, but in love with justice. Not in love with publicity, but in love with humanity. And if that don't nail it on the damn head, nothing will.
And that's what's wrong with some of these politicians, too. It's
they
like,
need the money. They
right.
Don't see past the... Oh, they like color things, but it's green for money.
And some of these politicians should, like, wake up and, like, look at what's going on and try to do something about it. At least try to, you know, help your communities and stuff. You have, like, some aldermen around here in the city, like, trying to help their communities, but you don't have, like, everybody else, like, some of the senators and other, like, representatives, like, not doing anything. Hey, doggy. And like I said, it's affecting me like more than what I thought it would. But I guess because it was just like.
And I'm actually going to show AJ, he's just going to see some of these. Are what happen when rubber bullets are fired at people. Now, rubber bullets, the intent of them originally was you put the police were supposed to fire them at the ground, and then they're supposed to hit people in the legs.
Oh.
Hurt
legs. Ooh.
One to the face. To the face. To the face. That's a journalist. To the face. To the face. He lost his eye.
Wow.
Left blind in one eye. She wasn't even at a protest and got shot by a cop when she came out of the grocery shop.
Ooh.
In the face. Lost her eye.
Could they sue? What would they do?
They rushed in the crowd to get a pregnant woman they shot.
Wow.
In the face. Robert Bullet, he was hitting, he's now in a intensive care unit, 16 years old. Robert Bullet.
That was in a leg?
Yep.
Oh.
Now, the thing is, they're not supposed to aim at the legs, they're supposed to aim at the ground, and they're supposed to bounce, but lose momentum. They're supposed to just stun you, give you like a Charlie horse when used correctly.
Oh,
get
Jesus.
Shot in the leg.
I'm only
going to the doctor now. Shot in the face by a cop.
shot in the face. And someone's back.
Really, somebody's arm.
She was shot in the vagina. There's no pictures, but...
Yeah, I can understand why.
That's a bruise from a rubber bullet. Grandmother shot in the head. And I mean, it's on and on. This isn't even just in one state. All of these that I'm showing you are from all over. Teenage girl.
Wow.
And there's a video going around of the little 7-year-old girl who was out with her mom. They were coming home from the grocery store.
Wow.
And the police just shot tear gas at them. Little girl. She was like 6 or 7. This is why we protest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry these people are having to deal with it. I really am. But I'm glad they're brave enough to go out there and say, look what they did. This isn't peaceful.
Right, it's like all the... This is like the cops are like doing this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry
that happened.
And for the people that think like they shouldn't have been out there in the first place and stuff, like,
what
could they do?
How are you supposed to change things if you can't be seen and
heard? Exactly.
Letter writing campaigns don't work. You know what I mean?
Right, because I know there's people that have been writing, you know, to our governors and especially to our president that hasn't, you know.
You ready for this?
Sure.
Eduardo Bush has taken the Minneapolis Police Department offline. Their website has been taken offline by the person going as anonymous.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is that I'm going to speak as a woman here. If as a woman and as a mother, it doesn't break your heart to hear that man call out to his mom, you have no compassion, no sympathy whatsoever.
Right.
This was a grown man begging for his mom. And to me, as a mom, when I heard that, it makes you probably see it's upset now.
Right.
It just broke because you want to reach out and protect your kids regardless of how old they are. And his last words were calling out to his mom. And his poor mother, the rest of her life, that's her last memory of is going to be that video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like he died of illness or old age or something. He died suffocating, begging for his life, and begging for his mom. And that just, it gets me every time. The same with the Dontre Hamilton one. It gets me every time.
Because, like, with the Dontre Hamilton incident, that could have been me.
That's what gets me. And that night when you disappeared, after I had my accident and everything, that's all I could think about. Was please, not you.
And for,
I still see that every day, please, not you.
Right. For people that don't know, this was like about maybe...
Nearly 2 years ago?
Yeah, almost 2 years ago. I was without my meds, and this was after...
You had changed... What had happened is they stopped one of your medical coverage.
Yeah.
And your psychiatrist refused to see you unless you paid a lot of money, which we didn't have.
Right.
That's what happened.
But anyways, you know, with Hazel's arm being all messed up.
Matthew's anniversary.
Yeah. And all that stuff going on. And I guess the final straw was when we had the car, it was gone. And I guess that was the last straw for me. So it was just like, I didn't feel like going to work, but I knew I had to anyway. I went to work, and I just broke out and cried, which is really upset. It's just like, things is going wrong and all this stuff, and like, I just couldn't take it anymore, so.
And it was funny because that was the day I was able to get my wedding ring from, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you the picture while you were out saying, look, I managed to get my wedding ring back on. And you said that was a little, okay, things are getting better. But it was still hard. And I would say that was the one time that the police were good because as soon as I told them what was going on, there was cop cars out here and everything. But I didn't know what was happening, where you were, what was going on. Oh, it was just horrible.
Because I was just thinking to myself, like, if this would be my last day on earth, I need to just write something down. I told myself, just in case I don't, I'll just write something anyway. Maybe somebody will find me, or I'll run into somebody that'll cheer me up or anything like that. Although it didn't happen that way, but I talked to a few people, but still didn't cheer me up while I was at the lake. Just sat there just watching people play volleyball and just sitting down.
You told me that it was there that I sent you the picture of me with my rings back on.
Right.
And you said it didn't snap you out of it, but it gave you a little bit of hope.
Right. So, trying to think how long I was there. I think I was there for like about, from the time I got out of work till maybe like 5, 6, 7 o'clock or something like that.
You got back here at like 8:45.
Yeah, and I'm just still thinking, like, because part of me was thinking, like, how should I kill myself? Should I go drown myself? Like, what should I do? So I was like, I just need a sign. So I went to one of the craziest streets in the city. Just maybe something would happen. But no, nothing happened. And I, like, it still didn't help. Then I saw a sign on a bus that says love. And it just got me, like, thinking about everything that's going on, and me think about my futures as well. It's just like, if I don't have a future, what's going to happen to everybody else that care for me? So it kind of snapped me out of it, and it's like, I need to go home. Like, I didn't know anybody was looking for me. I didn't know. So came home.
I literally lynched mobbed you as you got came in the door.
Right, because there were a couple of cops out there. I was just like, are they here for me or something happened in the neighborhood?
Sorry, I hope people laugh about that, but that would be a confusion in the neighborhood. Oh, Lord.
You didn't know how bad the neighborhood is anyway. You could have.
It could have been for anything.
Right. So, came home, and
they were here for you.
Yeah, they were here for me.
There was actually 4 cop cars out there, but you didn't see all of them. You only saw the 2. And you were basically given a choice, go voluntarily with them, or they were going to take you.
Right.
And the best thing you did was go voluntarily, because they would have actually gone to court to get out. Whereas the doctor was giving me the option of that when you came out. You're holding that against me, aren't you?
You're going to keep me in there the extra day.
It was worth it because when you came home, you were your old self again.
I was my old self that day, too.
No, you weren't. You were a space cadet. You were, like, out of it.
But you know what the good thing is?
You came home.
Yep.
The dogs went nuts when you walked through the door, didn't they? Oh my God. I tried jumping on you, but I had that brace on my arm. I would have knocked you out with it.
Right,
it was funny because after the cop, the bit you don't know is after the cop took you to the hospital, I had panic attack, like a really big time. And they're like, one of the cops like, oh my God, is she having a heart attack? Is she having a heart attack? I'm like, no, I'm having a panic attack. So I'm sat down, I got the neighbors downstairs helping me breathe. The cops are helping me breathe. They're like, do you want to go to the hospital, Steph? I'm like, no, I just need to, like, calm down. I know he's safe now. And then they radioed the police officer when they actually got you up there, and they said he's been safely admitted, he's going to be safe tonight. And then it was like,
right, and just looking at it back, I was looking at it back then when I was in the cop car. I cried, I really did.
But you know what?
Just like, what have I done? Well, if I could have done.
But I hope it showed you then just how loved you are.
It did.
And I don't think forever you should ever doubt my love for you. That's for damn sure.
Right.
All the doggies, they love you.
Okay.
If he does.
I just felt bad, and like, what have I done, or what I could have done, or what should I, what was I thinking? So they got me there, of course, safely, like she said. And, although it took them a while to, you know, add me in, although I was in the system already from going in the past, but, you know, their routine, they had to, like, talk to you and see what's on your head and
pull in the side where to put you and.
Right. But, yeah, because any other time that I went there, it didn't take that long for them to put me in there, but this time it did because I think it was like something serious.
The good thing is that you did go. You got taken care of, and it put you back on track. And the thing is that you were able to get your meds back. And they said if this ever happens again, just show up there. Because what part of the problem was is that we were told there was nowhere else for you to go to get meds until you got insurance. Nobody told us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's where the problem was. And so we're blessed that now we know that. You know? But what we're going to do is...
Well, before you go, I do want to say something that... I guess after getting out of there, although I was in there for an extra day, as she looks around.
Sorry, what was that?
As I was in there for an extra day,
huh?
A total of three.
Yeah, but it did you good.
My mom came and got me. And I told myself before she did that today just got to be a new day. And, like, ever since, I've been having luck.
You've been doing better.
God's been on my side.
I think you saw that we've been struggling for far too long.
Right.
And that we've been trying our best to do good by ourselves and others around us. So now that's time for a change. Not necessarily overnight, but it's time for a change.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too.
All right, well, I'm going to play another song, and then we will be back for the last 10 or so minutes.
Okay.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening?
ride it. So go and get to clapping. Go pop it for a pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan, drop it for me. I'll rent the beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Coming to an end, so any last things you want to catch up wrestling wise that you didn't the other day?
I barely caught up with everything, but I'm thinking some people may not hear us because I'm not sure, but I think the laptop that we was on may not have a mic. So it's a possibility for the past couple of weeks you probably didn't hear my show or anything like that. Or even this past Saturday's show that was on, probably didn't hear that. So what I'm going to do, I'm probably going to just go back to the old laptop. I'm just going to set everything up with my new laptop, but the old one I'll probably just be on there since it has the, like a built-in mic in there already. I know. Yeah, I do got to look for that mic. Monday's WWE Aftermath, we're going to talk about what happened after this Sunday's pay-per-view, the weekend wrestling, and all that other stuff. But, this issue that I'm about to say, it got something to do with the subject. So one of the SmackDown superstars, Jackson Ryker, everybody know him as Gunner when he was in TNA, he was putting his support for the president for what he said on Monday. And, oh, boy, he got a backlash from that.
Oh, I can imagine.
a lot of the superstars, like Kevin Owens has said something, Ali has said something, Ricochet has said something, even his own sister, who is mixed, has said something, and some of his teammates, well, his tag team partners, they say something about it as well. So I'm sorry to say this, but on Jason Ricker, that was career suicide.
Absolutely. Not big time.
Exactly. You got Batista calling him a you know what. Yeah. Just like, wow. And we all know Batista's not a fan of Trump ever since he got elected.
No!
And he got a bit of backlash too, because he did, thing was like last week or the week before, he did the early voting. He said, I'm not going to say who I voted for, but he kind of stepped out. But I'm just like, whatever. Everybody, like, I'm friend him, and like, you should stick to wrestling, not to acting, or you're not good at both, or just a lot of backlash that he got from that. But he's just like, it's my opinion, whatever y'all got to say, whatever. Because I know y'all probably going to support him regardless of whatever all the facts that came out.
Yeah, that's
right, that they still put his man. And it was like a video that I watched the other day that is on my Archer Smith page that has, like, people, like, this guy is going to a Trump rally and just, like, because a lot of these people that was at that rally wasn't making any sense. And he kind of, like, used their logic against them.
Yeah.
Although they seemed like it was, they was dumb, but they still said, I still gonna vote for him. It's just stupid. Really is. But that's all I gotta say on that one, so I don't know if there's any more things that
nothing really more to say. We're gonna end the show now and say AJ will be back what day? Monday.
Monday.
I'll be back Wednesday, and if there's any change over the weekend in breaking news and the such, like, we'll throw together a show and bring everybody up to date.
Right, and plus, also, if anybody interested, they want to do have a show on the network,
just let us know.
Let us know.
Contact either me or our trail, and we'll sort something out for you.
Right.
So, all right, so that is us for tonight. I will love you and leave you, and we'll catch you all next week. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone.